Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, I would like to express our gratitude to the committee for facilitating the exchange of information and perspective among state and non-state parties to the convention during its 27th annual session. Iraq welcomes the recent accession of a new state to the convention and recognizes the significance of the upcoming global conference on informed disappearances, scheduled for January of next year. This conference is anticipated to play a crucial role in strengthening intergovernmental dialogue, facilitating the exchange of base parties, and encouraging states to actively engage in the ratification of effective implementing of the convention. My government reaffirms its commitment to the provision of the convention and to collaborating with the committee. Additionally, we emphasize our obligation to submit report in accordance with the Article 29 of convention, adhering to the timelines established by the committee. And, Iraq remains dedicated to implementing comprehensive search and investigative procedures until a definitive outcome is achieved. Furthermore, Iraq is dedicated to fostering transparent and constructive communication with the committee, viewing its recommendation as vital. The government is actively engaged in implementing those recommendations deemed appropriate and visible. In conclusion, it is worth highlighting that as part of government of Iraq's efforts, the Council of Ministers approved the draft law on anti-enforced disappearance in July 2024. The draft law has been forwarded to the Council of Representatives, Parliament of Iraq, for review and adoption. It is currently under consideration during parliamentary session and will be subjected to further reading before being put to a vote. I thank you.